You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Stand by for action.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I've been to Vegas four times in my life. The last time I went, I took $800. At the end of night one, I had 50 left. I went to work and created a bundle of cash. You hawk your watch to get out of Vegas.
Hawk your watch?
You lose everything.
Jeff Lutz.
I don't know what that means. Somebody explain that to me. Somebody born in the 30s. I mean, I'll give you what I know, but I don't know much.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
Let's get to Jason Duda, who's in Las Vegas.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sitting with a cocktail.
Woohoo!
This is so proud of my drunkenness. What a this, look.
I'm not drunk yet.
Oh. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Only the best for your special playtime.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Jason Duda in with us, the three-man booth today. Our hotline, sponsored by IHOP. It's 869-1240. You can celebrate the weekdays with your new IHOP house faves, all of them for just $6, Monday through Friday at IHOP. All right, we're going to make our picks coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. We do have the World Series finally starting tomorrow night in Los Angeles. Yankees, Dodgers, are you in a place yet, Jeff, where baseball has meaning for you?
No, I've moved on to basketball, I think.
You're not going to watch the World Series.
I might give it a look or follow it.
No, you won't.
But I cut the cord when I turned on that Pacers game last night. That was the symbolic, I got to do this. That was kind of like, it was tough. It was painful.
Well, they struggled with Detroit.
Not really.
Well, I'm just.
They didn't struggle with
like
Detroit. They struggled with themselves.
They struggled with Detroit.
Detroit didn't do anything. That
they were down 9 in the third quarter.
They had to do something.
Yeah, they couldn't shoot for a long time, and then they put it together and they won. It's Detroit.
You struggled with them.
Well, it was the first game of the season.
Again, you're following a team that's not going to win anything.
They were in the conference finals last year.
Did they win?
What is anything to you?
Did they win?
I'm asking you what anything is.
Winning championships.
So win anything is only a championship.
Winning championships. That's the standard.
A lot of teams haven't won championships.
Right. And I follow one that hasn't won one in 13 years.
Oh, my goodness.
You follow one that hasn't won one in 76 years.
The Pacers have never won an NBA championship.
Well, what do you think of that?
But they won ABA
titles.
Why pick
a team that's never won?
Because they're fun. They're a fun team.
He obviously has a reason why he picks these teams. I don't know if it's normal or if that's just how you do it, but he's picked teams. I have to give him credit, though, that he sticks with them, and that's got to say something.
Yeah, the Pistons are a lot better.
I was trying to be nice there.
Yeah.
It didn't come off very well.
You tried, though, and that's all that matters.
I put in an effort for
exactly. You. Pistons are much better. They added Malik Beasley, Tobias Harris, Tim Hardaway Jr., and another lottery pick.
They were one of the worst teams to ever lace them up last
year. They were pretty bad last year.
And you struggled with them on opening night.
But every team's hyped up for opening night at home. And we won. And there you go. It's all that matters.
Well, good luck to you.
1-0.
Good luck to you.
Friday, tomorrow at MSG on ESPN.
And that game, and you don't like watching the Knicks, so.
I hate the Knicks.
So that'll be difficult for you because
at least I won't have to. Well, maybe I should watch the. They don't give you an opportunity home or away broadcast. They only give you the home broadcast. So I'll have to watch the Knicks tomorrow, probably over the ESPN.
Over the World Series.
Over the ESPN broadcast.
Over the World Series.
Oh, for sure.
You call yourself a baseball.
And you know why?
This is what bothers me.
And you know why?
You call yourself a baseball guy. You say that your love for baseball is on par or stronger than mine.
It is. I love it so much I can't watch it. Right? I love it that much.
Odd. That's odd.
Yeah,
I love it so much that it hurts.
That might be a good Shakespeare novel.
Well, he's dead.
I love the major leagues, but I can't watch for my forlornness.
You try so hard.
I mean,
forlornness was a good try, though.
Right. If you'll let me finish, I'm going to get to Shakespeare.
Can you finish? These jokes, they don't hit the punchline.
I got Duda laughing.
But yeah, you love something so much it hurts, it's best to let it go.
Shakespeare.
That's why.
So give me some more, because
it's tough.
But Cleveland's out, so that hurt. I understand.
Right. It still hurt.
It's baseball.
Yeah, but I'm heartbroken.
You're that baseball guy.
If you're heartbroken by something.
I don't believe you're that heartbroken.
If your wife leaves you, are you just going to go, well, I'll have a date tomorrow. Yeah, see you guys later.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy, man. Like,
well, I know, but.
He's actually
let's
done
pretend
that.
I'm talking to a non-sociopath.
Now I'm a sociopath.
Maybe.
And your wife sitting at home go, he's so mean to you, Jeff. That's what I don't
well,
get.
What she'd get out of that was your dad, he would go on a date with another woman.
Everything I say here is very serious.
Well, I made a pretty good point then, didn't I?
All I'm saying is, even if you're heartbroken, which you're not, you're over
it. I'm not.
You're over it.
No, I'm not.
This is a historic World Series.
Great.
This is the Yankees and the Dodgers. You've never seen that World Series.
No, it happened in 1981, the year prior to my birth.
And to me, when you have these two iconic franchises, I don't want it every year. If it starts to become a trend, we're going to have issues.
Well, it was in your childhood.
Yeah, but, we had many fewer teams. But I want to see Ohtani, Judge, Soto, Betts. I want to see that with my own eyes.
I'm
not going to watch the Pacers.
No.
For God's sake.
No.
Play a meaningless game.
It's never meaningless when you go into Madison Square Garden.
It's completely meaningless.
On national TV.
It's meaningless. It's meaningless. Let's be honest.
Every game has meaning. Why else do you play them?
Not in the regard of the World Series, in Game 1 of the World Series.
You know
Series.
What? Watching
Game 2 of an
Watching Judge
NBA
and
season.
Soto and Stanton just reminds me of that they killed us. And so I'm not there yet. Is that a problem? Is that so bad?
It's weak.
It's not there yet.
It's weak.
It might be weak.
Maybe this is what
I'm
help
not afraid
you.
Of being weak.
Maybe this is what will help
then.
You get over it. Watch the game, and it'll be over.
Yeah, I'd rather watch the Pacers.
Well, that's
I don't believe
your
that.
Prerogative.
You even smiled when you said it.
No, I would.
There's no truth to that.
So what happens when I watch the Pacers tomorrow instead of the World Series? Then am I still lying or what?
You're not a baseball guy.
I don't agree.
You're a Guardians guy, and that's it. See my point? There's nobody
well,
more
then maybe
devout
I am.
About the Cardinals than I am. But now that we're at the World Series, and I like watching the playoffs. I watch baseball. That's what I do. I have a thirst for the game.
But if you had a team,
and when it's over, I will be in mourning.
But if you had a team in another sport that you wanted to watch,
this
and enjoy,
is a fat. This is a made up thing for the most.
It is,
part.
But I watch every game and I pay attention
because you have this,
and I pay to read blogs about them. And
you have this sense of pride that you can't back.
Or
off.
I like it. I mean, that's possible too, right?
It is. You can't argue
probable?
That. Well, it is probable.
It is?
It's probable.
Is it a lock?
If you are a baseball guy, though, this is my thing. This is why I probably don't have a team. You should probably watch the World Series, I would think, would be more intriguing than game two of a team that you became a fan of 2 years ago.
Yeah, there's an indication that he's not buying your...
Or
that he's not buying your deep allegiance that you claim to have.
Why can't... No, this is a real sincere question. Because, you know, you got to explore it. I was 40 years old when I said, hey, I want to start rooting for the Pacers. Why is that wrong? Why
I'm saying it's wrong.
But it only you're only going to say it's
a secondary team. Okay, I like the Pacers.
You're only going to say it's made up, right?
But if you're trying to equate them to your fandom for the Guardians.
Well, I can't. I don't have the history with Indiana.
But if you're
but
sitting
I bet
there,
in 30 years I'll still like the Pacers.
If you're sitting there, I bet you won't.
I bet I do.
They won't have won anything.
Well, the Guardians haven't.
Well, exactly.
And
this is look at the bitter person you become.
Right. I can't change now. Might as well stick with these losers that give me nothing.
Instead, you could, you know, throw off some of your attention for the World Series tomorrow night. Not have a vested interest. Just enjoy watching the spectacle. What we're going to see in L.A., it's going to be amazing.
But it is an issue because the Guardians, as long as they have their current front office, aren't going to be bad for a long stretch, right? Not going to happen. That hasn't happened yet. It won't happen. Pacers might. That's a possibility. They're a small market team. You never know what's going to happen in the NBA. Teams bottom out and they are bad for several years, like historically bad. So if and when that happens, yes, my fandom will be tested. But until then, I'm going to ride the wave
and watch it over the World Series.
We'll see.
Well, either yes or no. Are you going to watch the Pacers tomorrow night?
I plan on watching the Pacers tomorrow.
What?
That's my plan.
You're shocked.
Well, I'm a little shocked at him, and I'm surprised you're not shocked.
Well,
because we're a baseball family.
Well, I know you are. That's why I said what I said earlier. I don't know. I would think that you'd have watched the baseball.
The Guardians, sorry to say the Indians, the Guardians have done severe psychological damage to him if he's choosing to watch the Pacers over the World Series. You see my point?
Well, it hurts. This is a different level of hurt because I was in Las Vegas, so I kind of even look at my time in Las Vegas as a little bit of a failure.
Well, not a little bit.
Because my team lost while I was there, so now I look, well, Vegas, I love the show and the Eagles and everything, but that's where my season ended. That's where I was crushed nearly to death by the falling bricks that is your favorite team's season ending.
Well, you're really
good. That was poetic, though, wasn't it?
Not really. I just don't understand how my offspring, my son, can ignore the World Series between...
I'm not going to ignore the World Series.
Just not going to watch it if the Pacers are playing. Is that what you're saying?
So you'll watch game two of the World Series because the Pacers won't play that night.
When's game two? Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah, I won't. Sunday, though. Pacers
no, Sunday,
play.
The game, there's an off day in baseball.
Well, there you go. I got two games I'm going to watch. It's beautiful. What a plan that we've
put together. But to not watch game one.
I didn't say I wouldn't watch it. What time does it start? I bet the Pacers
7:08.
I bet the Pacers play at 6.
Well, you could watch the Pacers game might be over at halftime.
You never know.
Never know.
Very few NBA games are over at halftime, but it's possible.
Well, you never know. Doubtful, but... We'll see how it plays out.
You can watch it and then watch the baseball game until there's 4 minutes left in the basketball game, then flip it and actually watch the rest of the basketball game.
See what I'm saying? 6:30 is when
that matters. Anyway.
My kitchen will be 95% finished tomorrow. The refrigerator will be back in its rightful place in the kitchen.
I like where it's at right now, right in front of the TV in the living room there. Mm. That's fantastic.
Nah, I don't think so.
So much easier to go grab a beer and
I don't think you'd
watch
like
the
it.
Game.
If it was in your house. So we're very close to getting back to normal.
What's the other 5%? What's that work look like?
Still got some electrical work, lights.
Well, we're happy.
Are you coming over Sunday to help us? get things back.
It's in the realm of possibilities.
Well, you'll have to see if...
Well, what time the Pacers play.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good question.
That's a fair point. If you can schedule it around when the Pacers play, he'd probably come and help you out.
Yeah, we'll need you in the afternoon if possible.
I think the Pacers play at 3.
Yeah? Well, that's tough, isn't it?
Shut up, Duda.
Well, I'm just trying to help you guys out.
You don't know when they play.
I think they don't know when they play. I just trying to help you guys out, sort things out as a family unit.
And that's we appreciate that.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Pacers, Sunday.
Judge, jury, and psychiatrist. That's what I do here.
When do they play?
I'm looking it up, or trying to. Like, it should just tell me, right? Because that's my team. I've selected them as one of my teams. 2:30.
Told you.
Uh-oh. Against the 76ers home opener. I'm not missing that. What are you thinking?
So you're not coming over to help?
Well, I might come over afterward.
Oh, really? It's going to be afterward?
Well, like, you can get dinner at that point.
Yeah, we can bring dinner.
I mean,
over.
It kind of makes sense.
Oh, I'll have to see what my
wife
said.
He was going to get you dinner. I was trying to help you out.
Bring us, you can get dinner
You're
for
certainly
us.
Welcome to come by.
Sunday? Yeah, I'll be there.
You know, we're older people. We need help.
Oh, if you need
help. It's not easy to ask for help.
If you need help, I'll be there around 10 o'clock.
Well, we'll talk.
A.M. or P.M., either one.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to you.
No.
He just wants his football day.
All right, time for a break. Then our picks. We've got 9 games coming up. We'll pick them all after this.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 90.
Yes, Anthony's holding.
All right, let's get to the picks. We've got a bunch of them to make, and we start, as always, in the college ranks. And here's the music. You ready to go?
Giddy up.
Alabama on the road in Columbia to face Missouri. Double check that, Jeff. Is that in Columbia?
Dude, I do not know.
And if you ever call me dude again, I'll rip.
Rip what? Say it. Say it out loud. I want to hear it.
Nobody calls me dude.
That game appears to be at Alabama.
Okay, Missouri at Alabama. Double check me on these.
Yes, Missouri is at Alabama.
Alabama, a 13.5-point favorite. I'll start. That's a lot of points. Alabama's not that good. Missouri's not that good. I don't know. Alabama 4-2. Jeff.
I don't know either, but I am a little bit relieved that this game, it turns out, is in Tuscaloosa, so my pick doesn't look as nonsensical as maybe it would have. I also have Alabama, and only for a measly 3 points.
Are you going to bet that was FanDuel, Jeff?
Yeah, I will, but I'll tell you about that when it's my turn to pick first.
Duda, who do you have in this one?
Well, I don't like going with you guys, but I think Alabama wins this game. Not totally confident in it, but I'll give them a one spot for Alabama.
A one for Alabama. Max?
Tommy's in Alabama. He told me go with Mizzou for two. Thank you, Tom Thurber.
Yeah, Tom Thurber, the renowned college football expert.
As he is.
Might go bet my house on Alabama now.
I think I got most of these games turned around in terms of where they are, but that's okay. Anthony, what about you? No, Alabama at home giving 13.5 to Missouri.
Well, there's a difference between Nick Saban, Alabama, and Kalen DeBoer, Alabama. Nick Saban, Alabama, would be a more disciplined team. Kalen DeBoer team, well, they're kind of lacking in the discipline department, so I'm going to go with one on Missouri.
No confidence in that game anywhere.
No confidence.
No. All right, LSU visiting College Station to face Texas A&M. A&M, a 2.5-point favorite. Jeff, tell us about FanDuel, please.
Well, FanDuel is bringing us these picks right now. FanDuel is the number one sports book in the United States of America, and it is an official sports betting partner of the NFL, of college football, NBA, Major League Baseball, and KFH. I wish I had known this game was in College Station when I made this pick. I guess I'll have to reverse it now. Because I had LSU as a home underdog, covering, winning probably, but now I'll switch it around and I'll say A&M for four.
A&M for four, Duda.
Not sure about that, Jeff. Think you should have probably stayed with your gut.
Maybe.
Even though it is changing, it's in College Station. I think LSU wins this game, but I am not confident in this. LSU for two.
No confidence yet. Max?
Yeah, I like LSU. They're ranked eighth. I'll take LSU for four.
LSU for four. Anthony.
I'm going to go with the Tigers also, and I'm going to lay a three spot on there.
All right. I'll go with LSU as well. I'll go a little higher, five.
Picking up some points.
Illinois and Oregon in the Big Ten. Still weird. Oregon, 21.5-point favorite. We start with Duda.
At Oregon, this is tough. I don't think they're going to blow them out by more than 21. So I'm going to take Illinois for three.
Duda sticking to the NFL, get all the points.
Well, that's his comfort zone.
Max?
Yeah, the Ducks are really good, but Illinois has been a tough out. And 21.5, that's a lot. I'll take Illinois for one.
Boy, we are struggling with confidence. Anthony.
21.5, that's laughable. I'm going four on Illinois.
21.5 is a lot of points. That's Oregon scores that in about 7 minutes normally. Will Illinois be able to slow them down? I've got Illinois, but for only one. I just don't feel it.
I don't know.
Jeff.
This is where you run into those problems with these huge conferences where Illinois will beat a team like, I don't know, Nebraska, and it'll look, okay, well, they won, and they're winning. They beat Northwestern, and they beat whoever. But when you play a real team, you have no idea what to expect. It seems like a lot of points. So I'll go Illinois for two. I don't feel good about it at all.
All right, now we have an interesting one. Cincinnati going on the road to play at Colorado. The Buffaloes, a 5.5-point favorite in Boulder. We start with Max.
Deion has the defense playing well, so I'll take Colorado for five against Cincy.
Five. Anthony.
I'm going to lay that same five on Colorado.
All right. I'm trying to look down at these NFL games. I don't feel confident about many of those either.
It's a tough week.
I like Colorado at home to cover that one against Cincinnati, and I'm going 6 on it. Jeff.
I had a pretty clear-cut 8-pointer this week, and after that it's basically a jumbled mess. So my number on this does not necessarily reflect my confidence, but Colorado is playing well, and I've got them for 7.
All right, a little more confidence so far. Let's see what Duda has. Now, he would go the other way here.
I think everybody is just high on Colorado.
Tell us why we should be Cincinnati. High on Cincinnati.
Why should we be high on Colorado?
On Cincinnati?
I'm not saying you should be high on Cincinnati.
Because Colorado has two of the best players in the country.
And those two are going to be taken out a little bit. It's going to be a little bit of a closer
which
game.
Which player for Cincinnati is going to take them out?
Doesn't matter. The team is going to play well. One player does not make a team. Two players do not make a team. Do they help? Yes, they do. Not in this case.
They're both going to be in the top 5 in the high.
Cincinnati for 4.
He's at WKRP. Look at that.
Just a dumb pick.
So what? Well, Cincinnati's, we'll find out. It doesn't
matter. Cincinnati's coach,
Jeff,
his name,
you know
of course, is.
You know what,
and
Jeff?
He's going to scheme.
It doesn't matter.
With his linebackers.
Gary.
Who?
It's Gary and Fred right. And Todd.
Here's our bonus game for 1 through 10. It's Kansas and Kansas State in Manhattan. K-State a 10.5-point favorite. Anthony, you hit your bonus game last week. It helped you immensely. How do you feel about this one?
Man, I would have rather pick Northwest against Goddard Eisenhower than to try to pick Kansas against Kansas State. But Kansas, I think they got a little momentum, and they are probably the best 2-4, 2-5 team that you'd ever want to play against and the scariest team. So I'm going to lay 7 on the Jayhawks.
7 on the Jayhawks. Pretty confident. I think this is a really hard game. I could see Kansas State continuing to roll. In fact, I feel like that's the most likely outcome here. I'm not convinced about KU's defense. Their offense has played better. I like Kansas State for 6. Jeff.
K-State has obviously proven the most in the Big 12. They've gone on the road to Colorado and won. They ran away from Oklahoma State. So I got to go with K-State. And I wrote down 6, but I'm going to bump it up to 7.
Here's Duda. We know he's going 10. We know he's going K-State. Do we even need to? What do you think?
Hey, K-State's played some close games. They did run away last week. KU's played a little bit better. But I can't trust a 10.5-point line.
No.
Either side. I mean, what are you supposed to do? So you know what you do? You pick it right, as I'm going to here, and put 10 on the Jayhawks.
Ooh. Oh, I can't wait.
That's so bad. You're fading. Max, what about you?
Wait a minute. That can't be right. Really?
It's correct. And
you're getting paid off or something.
Absolutely not.
Something
well, we'll just happened. Wait and see. It's going to be 40-30 is going to be the final score. I'm just telling you.
Max, what about you?
I trust Tim Fitzgerald, K-State for 6.
Or it could be 42-28, and you're not even close.
All right. Max is with Jeff and me. Anthony and Duda are aligned. Now to the NFL, Houston Texans hosting Indianapolis. Texans giving 5.5. I'll start here. I like Houston in this game for 7. Jeff.
Yeah, I don't understand this line. A lot of the lines in the NFL this season have been closer than I thought. You don't see huge lines very often. And Anthony Richardson, I just don't have any belief in him so far. Houston for 8.
What about you, Duda?
I watched Houston the last 2 weeks. And all they've had is Joe Mixon. C.J. Stroud has not looked good. He threw for about 80 yards against Green Bay. That's a problem. That's a huge problem. Their defense is all right, but they're not fantastic. I think Indy stays within this. I think this is a close game. I got Indy for 5.
Boy, this is where Duda falls off the face of the earth. Max.
We'll see, boys.
What do the Colts have? They don't even have a quarterback. I'll take the Texans for 7.
And what about you, Anthony? Make it make it a clean sweep except for this this guy.
Man, this is a tough game to call because I don't know if Houston got all their weapons like Nico Collins, their top wide receiver. If he's back and healthy, that makes C.J. Stroud look better. But if he's not healthy, my confidence is kind of wavering. So I'm going to go 2 on Houston.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Not confident. Buffalo at Seattle. Buffalo, a favorite on the road by 2.5. Jeff.
No confidence. Seattle's a tough team to play at home, so I'll take the Seahawks for 1.
What about you, Jason?
Seattle is a tough place to play. DK Metcalf probably not playing. Buffalo has looked a little bit better. I trust Buffalo. I trust Josh Allen over Geno Smith. Give me Buffalo for 6.
There's the confidence. Max.
Geno Smith has been a surprise, though. I mean, he really has.
But Josh Allen's the man.
He is. Yeah, I'll never go against Josh Allen. Buffalo for 6, especially if Metcalf's not in there.
Anthony?
Seattle is a schizophrenic team. You never know who's going to show up. They're good one week and bad next week. Buffalo got Josh Allen, and they also have Amari Cooper. I'm going 7 on. But did I already say 7? I thought I wrote everything down. I'm gonna go.
No, you still have 7 open.
Good. I'm gonna go 7 on Buffalo.
All right, and I like Buffalo as well in this game. I think they're gonna win by a field goal or more for 4 points. I'll pick the Buffalo Bills. Next is Chicago in Washington to face the Commanders. Chicago a favorite by 2.5 points.
Are you sure that's where that game is?
Yes. Yes. Look it up. I mean, you've had 4 hours to look this stuff up.
Well, I trust you, which obviously I shouldn't.
Mm. Oh, now you trust me. Mm. Earlier in the show,
It's interesting.
You're right.
Roller coaster ride of Bob and Jeff continues.
Earlier in the show, I'm the biggest cheat to ever live.
The game appears to be in Washington.
Your pick, Duda?
I think it's Jeff, isn't it?
No. No, it's you.
Oh, well, perfect. Chicago, Washington. Daniels, I don't think, is playing. Who's their backup?
Mariota.
Exactly.
He didn't practice.
You're going to play Marcus Mariota?
He'll play.
Chicago's defense is good. They've started to run the ball. Love Chicago in this one. Chicago for 7.
Mac,
this might be the week.
Yeah, I'm with
you. You're going to take over
or sink.
Defense is good. Daniels hasn't practiced. I'm taking the Bears for 8. The Bears.
So what if he
has? How do you feel now?
So what if he hasn't practiced?
He didn't practice today.
Who cares? I mean, practice, man.
He's going to get a cortisone shot in the rib and he'll be fine.
Okay, Allen Iverson here.
Anthony.
You're talking about practice, not a game.
Exactly.
Practice. Not a game.
Not a game. Not the game. Practice.
Not much game I love, but practice. Okay, so I'm kind of concerned because I don't know what celebrity play Washington's going to bust out with. They came out with the Taylor Swift play actually called Taylor Swift. So that's their secret weapon. So Chicago and Washington, Mariota, I don't know. I'm going to go Chicago, and I think I'm going to lay 6 on Chicago to cover the spread. And I might regret that, but I'm going with 6 on Chicago.
Yeah, I don't quite understand this. I might pick Chicago, but this concern about, well, he hadn't practiced. Come on.
He's got
this is a great
ribs.
Week to give him some rest.
Ribs.
Ribs.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, you've never bruised your ribs and then tried to breathe.
This isn't Kawhi Leonard. This is a guy that, come on. Give me a break on that, would you?
Give us a chance. Break. Exactly.
Dude, a punch Bob in the ribs and see if he can breathe.
Hey, well, I wouldn't feel it. Chicago for 3. Jeff.
Oh, you pick Chicago. Marcus Mariota.
I like Chicago.
It was Carolina last week. I get it. But Marcus Mariota played well. And you see that a lot.
I like Washington.
These backups who have played and started in the past, they come in and can do something for 2 or 3 weeks. So I think even if Mariota plays, which he won't, Daniels will play and win 6 for Washington.
Interesting.
Bring
that
the
game elicited a lot of confidence, but not really. By a bunch of guys, I don't get it.
I was very confident. Chicago,
Kansas City and Vegas. In Las Vegas, Chiefs giving 9.5. We start with Max. We know what he's picking. Go for it, Max, as you continue to fail
with
the Chiefs.
I don't get this Raider stuff. They haven't been relevant since the 70s. Cliff Branch, Otis Histrunk aren't walking in there, but, you know, they're in Las Vegas. So I'll take Las Vegas for 2.
What?
Got to gamble.
I don't care.
Anthony?
Yeah. What was that doll that they made for Patrick Mahomes? Anyway, the doll is coming to Las Vegas. And I'm surprised this line isn't higher than what it is, 9.5. I don't care if it's in Vegas. I don't care if it's in Oakland. It could be in the bottom of the ocean. I would have gave Kansas City 19.5. Do not poke the bear that is known as Patrick Mahomes. Las Vegas is in trouble. I'm laying my 8-ball on Kansas City.
I think most sane people would. I'm also going 8 on Kansas City. Jeff doesn't have his 8 left, or his 7, or his 6. So this is a 5-pointer, apparently, for Jeff. You going with the Chiefs?
I was just in Las Vegas. Kind of got a feel for things, got the lay of the land. Boy. Talked to a lot of
at the Silver Springs Hotel.
Talked to a lot of people who are Raiders fans.
Sure, kinda, you did.
You know,
the three guys gambling at the Silver
Springs. What's the season
like?
How do you guys feel? What's the outlook on this? What's the big picture? And, you know, I didn't find out much.
Make the pick.
Thanks for explaining
KC
that.
KC for 5.
Thanks for the explanation.
You're welcome. That was like Bob doing one of his jokes.
Duda, KC for 8.
You might be surprised at this.
I'm not going to be.
I'm stunned.
You're not dumb enough to pick Las Vegas.
And if it was 10.5, I might take Vegas. But at 9.5, that defense is going to run the show. Kansas City for 8.
1 point.
So,
makes you 8
1 point
confidence.
Would make the difference in picking an 8-point game.
Yep, I'd have went with Vegas because it's going to be a 10-point
game. That's just a bunch of baloney.
Well, we'll soon find
out. That's a bunch of baloney.
Well, it could be, but that's just the way it is.
Anthony, thank you. We always appreciate it.
You had to think of that a while ago.
Yeah, I'm not
just
young.
The young part. And the pretty.
You're not that young
part.
Either.
Yeah, but I'm pretty.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget it.
If you believe it in your heart, Jeff,
it's got to be true.
That's right, your wife told you you're handsome.
Oh, which time?
Really? She
just leaves me notes saying it all the time.
Really?
Oh, it's unbelievable. She's fantastic.
Well, that's a nice thing she does.
Let's talk about me.
Why
for a
can't
second.
We talk
yeah,
about
talk,
this?
Let's talk about Jeff for a second. Jeff,
yeah, we're having a good conversation.
Have you noticed the trend of men kind of cutting off the facial hair toward the sideburn? I've tried to do that look here. I don't have it going all the way up, as you'll see at the sideburns, but I got the beard stretched out up close to my ears. I don't know if you guys have seen the. I thought it was just a Roman Reigns thing. I was doing the Roman Reigns. But I saw it last night.
When you're 41 years old.
I saw it last night with JB.
Trying to do Roman Reigns.
And I saw it last night with JB Bickerstaff, who's the Piston coach. He had it. So it must be a thing. And I'm more than happy to join in.
It was a bad idea to let him speak there.
Weren't we having a good conversation?
It was way better than that. Roman Reigns facial hair.
He's 41 years old.
He's about that old, yeah.
No, I'm talking about
me. I don't know.
Because there was a time when I got a kick out of, well, he's going to talk about a wrestler. It's kind of cute. And
when was that?
And you know, when you,
that was,
then when you
that
became
was, that
10,
was Monday.
And then when you became 10, I thought you were over it.
I guess not.
But how can you be so into wrestlers?
I'm not into wrestlers. I just like, hey, that's a cool look.
So when you want to look like one, you're not into one.
I like Roman Reigns a lot, but I'm not like, I don't like follow him on social media or do anything. But, you know, when he shows up on TV and he's got that, oh, he's a badass, man.
And you're trying to be a badass.
And he dyed his beard black.
Do you think you got any hope of being?
And I think I might do that, yeah. And I did.
And it worked out or didn't work out?
Well, we'll see, right? It's just, it's pretty short right now, but once it gets some length, we'll see what's going on.
We'll see how it looks tomorrow.
I don't even notice it. Do you notice anything?
No, I didn't notice it.
Well, Jason's kind of oblivious, and
that's
you...
That's true. I can't argue that point. He's very correct.
Well, but I mean, I don't even see anything.
Like, you see that there's no sideburn here.
No, I don't see it at
it
all.
It doesn't go up to above the ear.
No, I don't see it.
It just... The
I don't see it. I don't care
out.
About it. It means nothing
it's
to me.
The beard that goes out...
All I know is that I have a son...
To the ear.
He's 41 years old, who's trying to look like Roman Reigns.
Well, Roman Reigns a good-looking man. Could I do worse? Certainly.
You don't...
I just don't understand,
you don't
period.
Spend any time trying to look like someone else.
No.
You've got a wife who leaves you notes about how handsome you are.
She's only human.
See, and I don't hear that much, so I got to try
now
things.
Now, do you leave Dia notes?
No, I don't leave notes. I just tell her.
When's the last time you told her she was beautiful?
Some things just don't need to be spread over
the
air.
It's been a while.
Well, I tell my wife often. My wife's beautiful.
No question.
Absolutely.
Love the kid.
As you should.
Well, of course I should.
Standard.
8 years ago, we lost our dog, Tinker.
Why you got to bring that up again?
Yeah, why would you say that?
Well, because it's on my mind today. I like thinking about the guy.
I love Tinker.
I sat on my bed and bawled this morning over it. It's just one of those things. You can't help it. It is what it is.
Tinker was the man.
I never got to meet Tinker.
You would have loved Tinker.
Oh, I probably would have. Me and Misty get along just fine.
Well, Misty's maybe the most popular dog in Wichita.
Wow.
Tinker would have been that if he had gotten to know people a little earlier in his life.
What do you mean?
Tinker was awesome.
Yeah, Tinker
was so
awesome.
Sweet and friendly. And
we took great care of Tinker.
Just couldn't get along with our kitty cats, and that's what happened.
Well, we took him on board, and he had a great life in the Lutz household.
No question.
We fed him peas. He had it made.
He did. I'm glad he got to experience that.
That's too bad. I'm sorry that it was today.
I hope he was loved pre-Lutz family.
I'm sure he was. He seemed like he was a... The only thing Tinker ever did that... kind of surprised me. One day when we were gone, he took one of his mats, one of his foam mats under his bed, and just ripped it to shreds. I never understood exactly why he did that.
Because you left
him.
I
guess.
Not happy that you left.
Mad that day. We went up to Kansas City, and our dog decided that she was going to pee and poop all over the house.
Well, there you go.
Not happy. Not happy.
They don't like when you leave them.
Nope.
All right. That's another show. It'll be Duda and Jeff tomorrow from the studio.
So good.
Have a good night.
Hey, team.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.